started rapping, man? How'd you first get into it?
Oh, man, I started rapping when I was like 17. Uh-huh. And it happened at my high school, at John McDonough Senior High.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of guys rapping in the hallways and in the bathroom during the lunch breaks. And I used to just stand around and just listen. And one day I just jumped in the cypher and freestyled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, I just continued on with it, man.
How'd you first get hooked up with the Mumbo Joe guys? How'd that get going?
Okay, well, a guy, a producer named KMC, and I mm-hmm. recorded a few songs in his studio. And, you know, it was just really for our listening pleasure and a few of our friends. And somehow, Kenny Taylor got a hold of the tape at the time. It was cassette tape. He heard Shake for Your Hood, which was one of the songs that was on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to me and said, hey, man, we want to record this. We want to put it out. So I was like, okay, that's cool. So I went across the river to the studio, and that's where I met Kenneth and Joe, and it just took off from there.
What do you look for in beats?
Well, I can rap over anything. I mean, I started out rapping actually over Tears for Fears, Shout.
Really?
I know that song. Yeah, I started rap. That was the first song I ever rapped over. You know, in front of a crowd.
Okay.
And when Bounce came along, you know, I wasn't really feeling Bounce music the way that they were doing it. You know, they were just doing chants, will make the crowd say this, make the crowd say that. So I always considered myself a lyricist after I got to understand the rap. Mm-hmm. And once I felt like Shake for Your Hood was a track that I didn't have a song for. I didn't have no lyrics for that song. So I took one of my old raps and I just listened to the Shake for Your Hood beat and I just started singing those lyrics over that beat. And that's how Shake for Your Hood came about. But I rapped to street beats, techno beats I've rapped over, bounce beats, of course, rock. Of course, I've rapped over that, and I would even consider doing country, man, if I could ever get the right connect, you know?
That's got to be fun for you to try to fit your sound and your style over anything, right?
Oh, yeah. Because it's challenging. I like a challenge.
Okay.
I like a challenge. I like substance. I like the difference, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything that I can do that's different, I'm up for it. Because if you do something different, somebody's going to like it because everybody gets tired of hearing the same old thing.
That's got to be something else with Bounce, like, coming back and, like, getting, like, popular outside of NOLA. You know, that's something else that it's really, I mean, like, that's cool and that it's getting to that point.
And it is, man, you know, and I contribute a lot of that to, as sad as the situation was, man, because of Hurricane Katrina, a lot of people spread out across the country. And, you know, even before that, a lot of people had moved away from the city, but they carried that city sound with them, man. Then social media, then the internet, all of these things where people were able to go and download these songs and find the artists that did them. You know, and I just appreciated it, man. It just spread around. And when I get calls from California and Canada, man, you know, I'm just amused by
it. New album coming out, don't you?
Or yeah,
the album coming out.
Yes, sir. The archives, which would be the archives. And what it is, you know, I had to put Shake for Your Hood and Y'all Holla on that.
Okay.
And what it was, I had been recording for years, man, and people had stories out about my death, that I passed away, and, you know, all these things, man, and I couldn't just sit back and let people think that I was gone, because I was still being seen by a lot of people, and they just thought, man, he's not doing music anymore. And so I said, okay. I decided to put together a collection of songs I had that no one had ever heard. And plus I recorded maybe 6 new tracks for it to add to the archive. And I just call it Volume 1. I still have like 70 songs recorded, never heard. And I'll probably do a Volume 2 and 3 so forth. As long as Ricky B's hot and continuing to be considered a legendary status in the city, I'll just keep giving them good music, man, because that's all I have, feel-good music. I got it for the streets. I got it for the clubs. I got it for the bars with the jazz themes. I got whatever the city wants, man. That's why I call the archives the CD, the party, the movement. It can all be found up in that one disc.
You do know how to make, like, real stuff, man, for the streets, man.
Anything I do, any song I do, I make sure there's content, substance in it. I mean, there's a message in every song that I do. I'm speaking to most of these youngsters. I'm giving them a lifestyle, but giving them a message at the same time. Because if you can give them the truth behind the lifestyle, they'll be reluctant to go that route. But if you just give them the lifestyle without the message, they're going to think that they can achieve that lifestyle. But you have to go through things to get there. So that's why I put messages in every one of my songs. And on the archives, if you listen to the song, so I have a song on there called Who I Ride With. And if you listen to my verse in that song, it may sound like I'm talking strictly street. But when I say in that song, I'm on a mission for some good change, but take what's given, that's my message to the youngsters. I can live this life, but I choose to seek different, and I'm willing to share that, and the people who I ride with are the ones that I name that's on that ride with to seek better change. I mean, it's like a metaphor. You can listen to it and think one thing, but it actually means exactly what it says.
You've always strived to, like, create songs that work on different levels.
Exactly. I tried to be different. I mean, last year I had a radio interview with a local station. They were asking about what's my mindset on the state of bounce. And I didn't directly challenge artists, but I did say that bounce is a good thing. I just wish that most artists will be more creative with it instead of just doing what the last guy did or trying to do what the next guy wants. Just put some creativity behind it, and it'll work because it's a bounce beat. It won't change a dance floor movement at all. But what you say, you get a person to listen, and that'll determine if they're into your music or not, not just the beat. And that's what I really challenge a lot of artists to do, to be more creative over a bounce track.
The beat almost doesn't matter.
It doesn't. What you're saying is everything. And I can give you an example of a few records that's been hits that the artist wasn't saying anything,
right,
but the beat had everybody moving. And then I can give you a same scenario of artists that said a whole lot, but the beat didn't move anybody, and that record never got heard.
When you're making tracks, you try to find the balance between, like, you know, a hot beat and, like, lyrically trying to say something.
Definitely, I do. But, I depend on that, which is that's the producer's work. If I already have a song in my mind and the way that I want the concept to be, then it's a done deal. There's nothing nobody's going to do to change that.
Yeah.
But if I just walk in a studio and a producer hands me a track and says, this is what I've got, you can trust me, Ricky has something for it.
Sure.
And I'll make it work, whether it's on some street, whether it's on some bounce, whether it's on some community involvement, whether it's on some Save Our City. It'll be something that I can put to it, you know, because I'm a true believer that producers say, you're representing my track.
Yeah.
When it hits the street. And I feel like your track is representing my lyrics also. So we're in a win-win situation if we're both on the same path.
It's good that, like, you're able to, like, get the word out, not know from a real perspective.
Man, I have a song that I dedicated to the city called Nightfall, and that song is on the archives. It features Robin Barnes, Jay Quest, and Bigelow.
Uh-huh.
And the song is about things that happen at nighttime in the city, not specifically, just the lifestyle.
Sure.
Things that causes people, you know, to do some of the things that they do and reasons why they do them. You know, and basically, my verse starts out, and this was a dedication to the city, as I stated, when I said, New Orleans on my mind, even when I'm in Georgia. Even when I'm in Georgia, I think about the Florida. I think about the Malcolm E. I think about Isha. I think about the Mac Mel Calio. You know, I did that song because everybody has an idea of Georgia. Georgia's on my mind.
Yeah.
So I just flipped it around and said, no, New Orleans on my mind, even when I'm in Georgia. You know what I mean? So I kind of hit home with a lot of people that's in Georgia, with a lot of people that understand the Florida, the Melvin Mills, St. Bernard, Magnolia, the Calio. You miss that city. You know what I mean? But with all the foolishness going on, you know, this is what keeps people awake, but this is the reason why those people chose to do the things that they did. Nightfall is a great song. I mean, I did it. I feel like it can be played in any environment, to any crowd, in any area, any geographical area of the country.
Yeah.
Because it's true New Orleans.